we're looking at factors contributing to child abuse in Wisconsin and what to do about it. You're with us on The Morning Show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. There are just shy of 5,000 known cases of child abuse or neglect in Wisconsin each year. That's according to the Wisconsin Office of Children's Mental Health. Educators, how have you dealt with child abuse and neglect in your schools? How has neglect and abuse affected your life or your community? Do you work or volunteer for an organization that works to combat child abuse? What is part of that work? We're at 800-642-1234, email ideas at WPR.org. Sophie Carson is an urgency reporter for the Oshkosh Northwestern and the Fond du Lac Reporter, which are part of USA Today Network Wisconsin. She co-reported the recent piece, Why Are So Many Infants Dying of Abuse? Sophie, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
What do we know about the number of children's deaths in Wisconsin where abuse or maltreatment was to blame?
That's a great question. That number is about 27 child deaths per year across all 72 counties. Statewide, we see a statistic that they can compare each county, and that's 33.1 reports of death. 33.1 reports of abuse or neglect per 1,000 children. So that way they can compare each county depending on, you know, not depending on size.
So given state data, what do we know about the reach of violence against children across Wisconsin?
It's definitely a problem. You know, we saw these three kind of serious cases both in Wausau and Oshkosh that we reported on, and it's extensive. The certain counties, you know, do see more of a problem, but it is extensive.
So in your reporting, you cover three infant deaths, one in Wausau and two in Oshkosh, as you said, and report that they share something in common in terms of those incidents, that the households they're in are dangerous for children. What does that mean?
That's a great question. So, you know, what we found was we really wanted to look at the three cases of child abuse that did result in these infants dying. So in Wausau, there was a case of a two-month-old who died at the hand under a babysitter's care. And in Oshkosh, there were two cases of men in that household who had, prosecutors say, shaken or slammed the infant, and the infant died from brain damage. So very, very kind of brutal cases. But we really wanted to look at, you know, why is this happening both in those cases and then extending on to other child abuse cases across the state, because, like you said, those numbers are pretty high. What we found was certain risk factors make children more likely to be victims of abuse. So that means, like you say, they make them more, the households are more dangerous. So certain household environments are more dangerous for children, whether that's you're in a household where a parent is incarcerated, you're in a household with abuse, of substances, any kind of those things. Those are things that will make a child more likely to be, abused. You know, whether it's an infant that dies or just a case that doesn't result in death.
We're looking at the linkages in physical child abuse cases here in Wisconsin with Sophie Carson. She reports for the Oshkosh Northwestern and the Fond du Lac Reporter, which are part of USA Today Network. Sophie, looking a little bit more on these households, what did people you spoke to say about who's most commonly linked to child abuse based on conviction reports?
That's a great question. In general, and we're generalizing here, but the people who are involved in these types of cases are anyone from an unrelated female caregiver to a mother's boyfriend, a child's father. Normally, it's not the biological mother. So that does bring up, you know, one of the things we looked at, which is why good child care is so important. We found that, you know, if you leave a child in the care of a caregiver who's licensed, a caregiver who you trust, that, experts have told us is better than simply a partner or acquaintance. For example, a mother's boyfriend or someone you happen to know. The case in Wausau was a woman who had a record of child abuse and the baby was still being taken care of by this woman. So it's really important that good child care is you know, put forward, despite if someone is low in income.
So a number of these people may feel frustrated with babies who cry inconsolably, which is perhaps pretty normal. Normal infant and toddler behavior can be a catalyst for abuse when caregivers don't know how to deal with it. What's being done in Wisconsin to educate people about normal baby behavior?
That's a great question. You know, we looked at this curriculum called Period of Purple. So it's this curriculum. I have to credit Dr. Lynn Sheets. She's at Children's Hospital. She works closely on the issues of child abuse. And what she found was, you know, these parents might not understand, like you say, why babies are crying so much, and they might be very frustrated. We did see that in the case of Corey D. Lyons of Oshkosh, where his 2-month-old died after prosecutors say he shook the baby repeatedly, being frustrated with the baby's crying. Being able to kind of have this understanding of this crying is normal, even if it's long lasting. You know, this Period of Purple curriculum goes through this. So babies might be crying for a long period of time. They might, you know, resist being able to be soothed. It might be unexpected. So these are the kind of things that new parents need to be connected with in terms of resources. And if you're experiencing some of these risk factors, like we talked about, you're in a household that might be more unstable, you might have more difficult time accessing these resources. And that's what's so key here.
Do we know how this Color Purple curriculum is being taught around the state, or how the message is getting out?
Yeah, hospitals are spreading this curriculum. That's I don't know too much about their curriculum, but that's what I can say on that subject.
You know, in terms of getting this data, is it difficult to get accurate numbers on child abuse? Does the data necessarily reflect the whole picture that we're seeing?
You know, I don't think it does. The cases of, like, infant deaths are very rare in the city of Oshkosh. In Winnebago County, there were 2 cases of homicides of children between 2012 and 2017. And then we saw 2 people charged in December of 2018 with homicides in the city of Oshkosh. So it's uncommon, but there are a lot of difficulties with the numbers, whether that's people who do or don't report cases to Child Protective Services, whether or not those cases are taken are found to be substantiated by Child Protective Services. You know, there's a series of kind of steps that someone has to go through in order for these cases to even be counted. So I do think it's a problem that is underreported.
Sophie, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Sophie Carson is an urgency reporter for the Oshkosh Northwestern and the Fond du Lac Reporter, which are part of the USA Today Network, Wisconsin. And she co-reported the recent piece, Why Are So Many Infants Dying of Abuse? Coming up next, an outbreak of measles in Washington state is raising renewed questions about vaccination exemptions. While most states allow exemptions for religious reasons, only 18 states, including Washington and Wisconsin, allow exemptions for philosophical or personal convictions. We hear from a health expert. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're with us on The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.